What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Okay, Lee, Donald Trump was just on Fox and Friends. Mm-hmm. They asked him point blank, how are you going to do a security guarantee without boots on the ground? I mean, you can't send emails. That won't work. You know what I mean? Here, I'm just going to play this. Here's what he said.
What kind of assurances do you feel like you have that going forward and, you know, past this Trump administration, it won't be American boots on the ground defending that border?
Well, you have my assurance. You know, I'm president, and I'm just trying to stop people from being killed, Charlie. Look, they're losing from 5,000 to 7,000 people a week.
So he says they're not going to end up on Ukrainian soil. That doesn't seem to be Zelensky's understanding of the deal, at least not as he was quoted in The Hill, and he was saying that they would need security guarantees. So I don't know what's going on. It's going to be interesting to see what they come up with, Lee.
Yeah, there's, you know, obviously there's a lot going on behind the scenes.
Yeah,
there's a
absolutely.
Lot of negotiations. But, you know, to me, I'm sort of taken aback. I'm a little bit fascinated. The amount of top world leaders that were sitting in the Oval Office yesterday.
Was historic.
I mean, that's unprecedented.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't seen anything like that since probably World War II, the Yalta Conference or something or other. I mean, good grief. I mean, there was half the European Union leaders there, the head of NATO, the head of the European Union, and several of our allies. I mean, the leaders of those nations and those organizations, all there in the Oval Office, sitting there facing Donald Trump behind the Resolute desk.
For what it's worth, the White House put something out yesterday saying they had actually never been that many heads of state from Europe in the White House simultaneously. So we'll see.
Which is impressive and also a bit scary.
Yeah, it is. Because look, it's very interesting what underlies this. I mean, just over the weekend, the State Department added Germany to the list of human rights abusers. They put out an annual human rights abuse report. We've not seen a mainland European country ever added to it, but they just added Germany. And that's because there's really scary things going on in Germany. I mean, it started out with them banning the most popular by-polling opposition party from being heard. No campaign commercials can't appear on social media. In fact, they'd be erased entirely if it weren't for Elon Musk and X. Well, now they're moving in Germany to outlaw that party entirely, so they won't be able to run for office at all. I mean, that is a page out of Hitler's playbook. It's the left. It's the socialists doing this. So, and that and the censorship and now the home raids that we're seeing, there've been over 12,000 of them so far in the UK. I mean, honestly, as the days progress, I'm having a harder and harder time telling the difference between Russia and Germany, Russia and the UK. And that doesn't even count what they're doing now. They're going after Christians in a way they haven't before. And you look at right now, Wikipedia, the UK was demanding that anybody who makes any changes to Wikipedia they can't be anonymous anymore. They have to submit a license that the UK government would then have under the Online Safety Act so they can come after them for writing politically incorrect things or things they don't like, in particular religious things. They don't want any kind of writing against abortion. They've begun to arrest abortion rights protesters. That happened a few years ago. People just praying silently outside clinics have done 3 years in prison. Now they want to extend that in particular to religious issues on Wikipedia. And that starts with making people, including Americans, submit a license before they can post. So these are not good people. These are not free people. These are not people with any kind of Western recognizable values. I mean, when you're at the point where you're outlawing opposition political parties after censoring them, those aren't Western values. I don't even know what that is. That's China. So this whole idea that we've got to defend Europe, I mean, I'd push back on that. I don't recognize Europe.
Well, especially the leadership. I mean, still in the streets, there's still more of a leaning leaning, that is, toward the center or right. But yes, the leadership is still trying to hold on to that leftist, progressive, secularist idea of Western civilization.
Yeah, and those poor people are getting arrested.
Yeah.
For daring to protest the immigration policies of their country. It's terrible to see. It's where I think ultimately we were heading ahead Kamala Harris won. And it's still going on. It's not stopping. And they're setting up this regime that I really think that if we lose control of the presidency, you will see Americans extradited for trial. I mean, when you're sitting there with the French, I mean, just like right now, the French have Elon Musk is under criminal investigation as his ex for ironically Russian disinformation, which we now know there's no such thing, at least not in this country. They didn't do it. Not the Russia collusion hoax and didn't happen. It was Hillary. And also for saying politically incorrect things, which violate their version of the Online Safety Act. So, I mean, think about this for a minute. Elon Musk can't go to France or he'll be arrested. If I were him, I wouldn't even go to the UK. It's too risky at this point. No. You're going to end up being stuck in a prison. That's who these people are sitting around this table. Americans don't understand how bad this is. And again, I would challenge you. That's not any different from the risk that Musk would take going to Russia. I mean, again, I don't see the difference. I really don't, in terms of just pure dictatorship. So, now my take is let them kill each other. As long as, you know, I'm all happy to profit from selling them weapons. But beyond that, I don't care. These are not your daddy's European leaders, where we used to just laugh at them for being a little socialist. These are dictators.
Yeah. It is a different world.
Yes. And it gets worse every single month. And here's the thing. We need to crack down on this. We need to crack down hard on this. And I think the only reason Trump's not pushing back, especially with this Wikipedia thing right now, is that he needs to get this deal wrapped and he needs all these Euro weenies to sign on to it. And then I'm hoping you'll see some pushback because this cannot continue.
Well, we're only, 6 months into the administration? And
yeah.
Look at all that's happened so far.
I don't want to see them do it to their own people. I hate it for them, but it's not my business. Well, when you're trying to dictate to me what I can put on Wikipedia as an American, in particular around the issue of abortion and religion, no, that's not going to work out.
Yeah, there should be no reason that the American government, regardless of what political party is in control, should have anything to do with those types of regulations.
Yeah.
And certainly not aid and abet their enforcement.
Donald Trump just said on Fox News, just revealed that during negotiations, one of the leaders, the European leaders, he didn't say which one, asked him to meet again on the war in a month or two. And Trump, quote, says, I said a month or two, you're going to have another 40,000 people dead. You have to do it tonight. And so, yeah, that's the mentality. They don't care. They're just like, whatever. You know.
Well, I think that Trump obviously sees that there is a window of opportunity right here, right now. And I think you're absolutely right on your analysis about this, that Trump's ready to say, I've done my best. If these folks aren't going to agree to it, have at it. There's nothing else we can do. And this is not, as J.D. Vance and Trump have said, this is not our war. That even though Joe Biden is largely responsible for the conditions that led to it, this is not our war.
No, and there's a part of me that thinks what you just said is the case, that, you know, they hope to get a deal, they would love to get a deal, but if they don't, then they can throw their hands up, walk away, and say, look, we're not being isolationist. Yeah. We're just trying
to... Everything Democrats said about Trump, that he's going to start World War III, or he's an isolationist, how can you... Show me the evidence of that. Is he trying to put America's values and interests first? Oh, absolutely, no question about it. But... He is not starting World War III. No. He's trying to prevent World War III. And he's certainly not an isolationist. Look at what he has done, you know, through whether it is through the tariffs, which I know you can argue that that's, you know, protectionism, whatever, fine. But he is at least engaging with these nations in trade on a international basis, on a regular basis. We are engaging with nations that the Biden administration simply ignored all during its, you know, tenure and plus presidents before that. I mean, good grief. Listen,
what he did in Iran.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, Russia, were you talking about this, or did I hear this on Fox, where they were talking about there'd been no contact between Russian officials and the American government for years during the Biden administration.
Yeah, they cut them off, but they bombed them, though.
Right.
Which is incredibly risky because when you're dealing with long range ballistic missiles, they don't know if there's a nuke on that missile. That is practically begging for World War III, which I'm convinced they wanted. I think that they wanted to get things to be so bad that Trump couldn't extricate us from the war, and we'd have to do it.
He almost did that with the immigration issue. So
yeah, well, I know. I mean, it's such a mess. But I mean, look, here's Marco Rubio, and he's like just exasperated talking to these, you know, media people. Oh, Trump's doing it wrong, and he's being too nice to Putin, and blah blah blah. And Rubio's like, look, we don't have to do any of this. We really don't.
Yeah. The president has invested a lot of time in trying to bring an end to this war. He deserves credit for doing that. He gets criticism for doing that. He could have just let this war go on. The president could have just said, this is Biden's war. It started under him. We'll do what we can for Ukraine, but we're going to focus on other things. He could have easily said that. But he's the only leader in the world that can get Putin to a meeting to talk about serious things.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, Rubio's doing a good job.
I don't trust him as president.
No. I'm just simply saying as Secretary of State under Donald Trump, yes, he's doing a good job. Yeah,
absolutely.
No, listen, I'm not going to do carte blanche with anybody.
I don't trust him because he used to be gang of eight.
I get it. But
I didn't mean to jump you there on that thing. But you know what? If J.D. Vance is elected, I'd love to see him continue as Secretary of State.
Yeah.
He is a lot smarter than I realized he was.
I share your concerns with Rubio. Believe me, I'm right there with you. But I'm just simply saying, I have somewhat of a comfort level with him in that position.
Yeah,
now.
I do too. And I agree.
So.
He's been a shockingly good Secretary of State, the best we've had in a very, very long time. So, yeah, I would hope he would just continue if Vance was able to win the presidency.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
The outlines of the whole thing are there. Folks, back of the mind, one thing that bothers me, one thing that scares me, I'm afraid they'll steal 2028. They don't have another play. And they know it. Donald Trump is too, you could tell. And that is why he has vowed a, quote, movement, unquote, to eliminate mail-in ballots before the 2026 midterms. Yeah, that needs to happen. Because, look, absentee ballots are great when you have that very long verified process through the mail. But as we saw, Democrat officials just suspended that process, even though it was law. You can't legally do it, but judges let them. You don't know what they're going to come at you with. Anyway, Donald Trump writing on Truth Social, I and the Republican Party will fight like hell to bring honesty and integrity back to our elections. Look, he knows he's got to get this done before he leaves office. Because look what the party did last time. The Democrats said, boo, you're not allowed to talk about election fraud. And Republican leadership, Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell were all that were left at that point, went, okay. No, the election wasn't stolen. And then we begin getting and finding out like tens of thousands of illegal immigrants voted in Arizona, in Georgia, over 10,000 people who didn't even live there voted. I mean, the fraud is ridiculous. And they went, that's okay. We won't talk about it if you don't want us to talk about it. Look, he knows he's got to get this ironclad before he leaves office because Republican leadership will just roll over again. Trump indicated Monday he'd sign an executive order assisting with the effort to roll back mail-in voting, which, by the way, will immediately be overturned by a Democrat judge when he does it, and would target voting machines, instead favoring watermark paper for ballots. Yeah, we've got to go even beyond watermark paper. We've got to go with, like, digital scanner stuff that it's hard. I mean, the Democrats can't be able to duplicate. I guess maybe you could do it with a watermark. I don't know. And look, when it comes to Democrats, there's no good way to do this. There isn't. I have my concerns about ballots too. I mean, you could just get the paper they're printed on, even if it's got a watermark. So we need a foolproof system to keep them from, that's why I'm stealing 28. I'm worried about them stealing 28. I don't think we fully understand all the ways in which they stole 2020. And I've been through the numbers with you on many occasions, with that. And you can literally go and just look at who voted And the fact that they weren't legally able to vote from Arizona to Georgia and see how the election was stolen. I mean, we've been in court and documented over 30,000 illegal immigrants who are registered to vote in Arizona. They're either illegal immigrants or they're foreign nationals who cannot legally vote in federal elections. And yet they're not only registered to vote, thousands of them did. We were able to stop that for the next election. So this is a huge fight. You got to stop the fraud in order to have large enough Republican majorities that we can actually get stuff done. So it's great that he's doing that. But is it going to be enough? Is he going to be able to get it done by the time he leaves? You know what I love about this, by the way? Again, it's like Rubio said, he doesn't have to do that. He doesn't have to do any of it. And you look at just the things he's doing right now, look, that's enough to solidify his legacy. He doesn't need to take this stuff on, but he is, which tells me that he really cares. All right. Coming up on the show, you'll never believe the reason that Trump says he's got to end the war in Ukraine. It's not what you'd expect. In fact, it's pretty profound. We'll have that coming up.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Folks, started talking about this yesterday. This is absolutely wild. It shows you what we're up against, and it gives you some idea of the world we'll live in if the left is able to get the upper hand again. And you may think, you know, they're not going to. Look, don't ever count them out, especially not with the polling. It's just come out of Georgia where Americans are seeing what to them are still increased prices, and they don't blame Democrats anymore. They blame Trump. They blame the Republicans. And they're not wrong about that. 60% now of these voters, particularly swing voters, blaming Trump and the Republicans for what they see as elevated prices. And you're seeing that, reflecting the producer price index, 3.3% inflation. That's not good. We haven't had an inflationary month that bad since 2022 when Biden was in office. And why is that? Well, because we are now shattering spending records. And you're going to get inflation. I said that before the big, beautiful bill was voted on. I predicted it. Now we're watching it. It hasn't hit the markets yet, but it has hit producers. So in other words, producers, everything they're buying for manufacturing, food products they're buying to then combine, put them together and sell them to you, they're seeing the elevated prices, 3.3%. That is inflationary. And that's what you get when you set a monthly record for the deficit for federal spending and for the debt, which we just did. We are the party of big spending now. It's not the Democrats. And while the same poll showed that these voters in Georgia, which is a true swing state, love Trump on national security, love Trump's deportation, they supported 62%, love Trump and the Republicans on crime by 19%. The number one issue is still the economy. We're not getting it done. We're not. And with the economy, yes, we've had consumer spending numbers that were great. Yes, the economy is absolutely humming, but unless these prices either come down or show some signs of really becoming affordable or slowing, I mean, look, when you have Republican leadership going to town, printing, not going to work. What kind of world will we live in? I want to paint the picture for you. I think of it as like the upside down from Stranger Things. Loudoun County Public Schools, remember them? You go back to the summer of 2021. And I'll never forget this. From CNN to Fox News, for about a week, they were running this video, and it was incredibly violent. It was a father being physically dragged out of a school board meeting in Virginia, violently fighting the cop, screaming and yelling something. You couldn't tell what it was because the sound was blanked out. It was blacked out. And they ran this over and over and over again, and then the Biden administration admits they're going to have to dispatch the FBI. These parents are out of control. They're white supremacists. And the FBI was actually sicked on parents who went to Loudoun County, went to the school board meetings. And this happened throughout Virginia and spoke up against liberal school boards. Well, we ended up finding out it was because it was really hurting Terry McAuliffe, their Democrat candidate. But what about the guy, the father, screaming and yelling something as he violently fights and is dragged out? We're told he's a Trump supporter, a bad guy, and of course a white supremacist. But what was he saying? He was saying, my daughter was raped. That's why CNN didn't give you the audio. People would have had questions. Wait, my daughter was raped? Shoot, I'd be fighting like that too. Why'd they drag him out? Well, they didn't want him talking about who raped his daughter. It was a boy in a skirt who was allowed to use the girls' room. And the reason he was at that meeting was not because of the rape of his daughter, but because he had learned they transferred the boy to another school and he did it again. A second sexual assault. Oops. It was later learned, folks, and I tell you, I'll say the Democrats' goal is an orgy in every bathroom and every changing room as young as possible. It is. They're sick people. Do you know in that Loudoun County attack on his daughter, a teacher walked in? They were in a stall. He dragged her in by her hair. You know, they were in a bathroom stall. They ended up, the act occurred on the floor. She could see their feet. She left him alone for privacy. She didn't know the girl was being raped. What teacher does that? Blue school district. It's all one big orgy, y'all. I'm not exaggerating on that. That's what they want. Everybody running around naked together and, you know, whatever happens, happens. Teacher could have stopped the rape, didn't. Let him do whatever. It's blue school district. It's what you got. Fast forward to Loudoun County today. And oh, the story out of Loudoun County. And I cannot wait because Trump's hammer is about to come down on Loudoun County like a fly. Splat. Three males were just put under investigation by the Loudoun County public school system for complaining about a female student's presence in the locker room. Here we go again. Oh, they're going to have another rape, aren't they? Because they're allowing this in both. Female student's presence in the locker room. You're not allowed to film in there, but she believes she's a boy. And so when they objected to her being there and said, you know, hey, this is the boys. We don't want you here. This is really weird. They're very polite about it, by the way. She took it to the administration. They were put under investigation for objecting. She got in-school suspension for filming. She's still allowed to go into the boys' room. They got suspended. But here's the punchline. Oh, it gets better. Only two of the three boys were suspended for complaining. One of them just got 10-day out-of-school suspension. And what about the third boy? Why wasn't he? Was he suspended or why what? No. Wanna know why? He's Muslim. That's the punchline. He's Muslim. This offends his religion. Oh, okay. So if the boys were Christian, then they just have to, what, stand by and watch the orgy like the teachers do? Is that how that goes? Or in Loudoun? I mean, I don't understand. They're liberals. They're crazy. And I hate to use such graphic terms, but I mean, this is where we're going. He was Muslim. So it's all good. Why is it all good, really? Folks, I understand. To understand how this works, okay, because their brains aren't really scrambled. They're just implementing Marxism. Muslims vote Democrat at a 92% rate. So it's all good. All good. Why? They're a press class. And so you can, even when they break rules, they cannot be punished. However, if you are, say, white male, then you can be punished because you're oppressor class. This is classic Marxism. It's how they view things. You can see it running throughout everything now. This is what we're having a Marxist revolution in this country. The highest value voters of all, for some bizarre reason in their cult, are transgender. Used to be illegal, but transgenders really, honestly, second to illegal immigrant gangsters, particularly, I mean, the more criminal, the better, but they're right up there in terms of the highest value targets. So, yeah, he was Muslim and that was cool. We get it if it's Islam. Now, if it's Christianity, we don't get, you can't run a school this way. I mean, you're talking about so many civil rights violations, like I can't even keep it straight. But this is the world they want to create. Anyway, the Trump administration had generously given that school district and a couple of others in Virginia extra time to remove and change their bathroom rules. Why you would need extra time for that, I don't know. I could get it done by noon as a principal, but whatever. And now they're saying they're going to pull federal funding. Good, pull it. You know what's so outrageous about this, by the way? When the boys return, not the Muslim one, he's good. When the boys return, you know what the next step is going to be? They have to participate with staff in writing a corrective action plan for to confront their sexism. By the way, that was the reason they were suspended was for sexism. It is sexism to object to walking around naked in front of a girl if you're a boy in Democrat world. This is how we'll live, folks. And let me tell you what, if it wasn't for Donald Trump, you think Republican leadership stand up to these people? Mm-mm. No, it would never happen. It would never happen. Texture writes here, regardless of who is to blame for Russia's invasion of Ukraine, this is where we find ourselves. I wish Trump would step up and demand a ceasefire during the peace negotiations. During the peace negotiations, here's the problem with that. NATO keeps violating it. Every time Putin, Trump get close to a ceasefire, NATO will go kill Russian civilians. The mainstream media here blacks it out. So does Fox News. Russia retaliates 100% of the time. And you get what you got this weekend, which was NATO flying into Russia, blowing stuff up. In this case, they blew up a pipeline to Hungary, killed some civilians there. Russia retaliated, hitting the site from which the drone came that did it. And then our media reported it as he was just indiscriminately killing civilians. That's how this goes, right? This is the game. So that the Europeans would love a ceasefire so they can violate it again to keep Putin away from the negotiating table. That's why Trump wants to skip the ceasefire. It's actually, we've tried it. It doesn't work. And remember when Putin proposed the month-long ceasefire. So actually Putin did. And as soon as any kind of ceasefire begins, NATO just makes a beeline using our equipment, the funding we gave them last year, and starts killing Russians. Look, I don't care who kills who. It's not my business. It's their business. But that's why a ceasefire won't work. Texter writes, a ceasefire demonstrates both parties are sincere about making peace. The Euroweenies are not. We've tried it. It's not going to work. With Trump saying a ceasefire should be skipped. Yeah, because you know what? He's going to lose all his progress if he does a ceasefire. In fact, I'm really glad there was no ceasefire in place this weekend when the Euroweenies bombed Russia, because that would have been a violation of the ceasefire and they'd be back to square one. Because there was no ceasefire, we were okay, actually. We're still talking. So, yeah. Breaking news, the Justice Department, which refused to disclose the Jeffrey Epstein files in one of the most bizarre chapters of Trump's political history. Don't know why he did that. It cost him 5 points of approval, but he did. Well, now he's agreed to hand them over, a cache of Jeffrey Epstein files to Congress within the next few days. The first tranche of Epstein-related material is going to be given to the House Oversight Committee starting on Friday. So we're going to begin to get a look at this. Trump's not in them. According to Bill Barr, he has no exposure, Bill Barr said yesterday. And Bill Barr tells the truth on that. Bill Barr says, no, I believe him, because Bill Barr is an actual enemy of Donald Trump. He'd use it if he could. So that's about to get very interesting. What does that tell you? They have them. They've had them the whole time. So why don't you just hand them over? By the way, I'd like to tell you they are voluntarily doing this, but they're not. The move comes just weeks after the committee subpoenaed the DOJ, Department of Justice. So Congress is demanding access to the files, which means they exist. Phew, so weird. I will never understand why Pam Bondi ran around and hyped this thing. Nobody'd even be asking for them. Ran around and hyped this thing, said they were on her desk, then gave out the binders full of stuff everybody's like already seen in the news. Strangest thing. Maybe someday we'll get the answer to it. I don't know. I don't know. Meanwhile, you got to love the timing of this. This is a total message to Vladimir Putin. Scott Bessent just announced that the Trump administration plans to up the tariffs on India over Russia oil buying. And we're ultimately, if we want to win that one, we will. I mean, almost 20% of their exports are sold to us. We are their largest buyer. They are not going to get away with this for very long. If we could turn the X and Rumble audio on, that would be great, producer Tim. Meanwhile, well, before I get to that, I want to play this clip for you to wrap the show. Do we have time? Yeah, we could pull it off. Something Trump said, and I resemble it. The older you get, the more you think about where you're going after you live. It seems much more present. It's kind of interesting to think no matter who you are, we're united in our humanity. We all think those things. Donald Trump does anyway. It was interesting that he said this about why he's fighting so hard to bring peace to Ukraine, where 5,000 to 7,000 people die a week.
Just want to end it. I want to end it. You know, we're not losing American lives. We're not losing American soldiers. We're losing Russian and Ukrainian, mostly soldiers, some people as missiles hit wrong spots or get lobbed into cities like Kiev and towns. But, you know, if I can save 7,000 people a week from being killed, I think that's a pretty... I want to try and get to heaven if possible. I'm hearing I'm not doing well. I hear I'm really at the bottom of the totem pole. But if I can get to heaven, this will be one of the reasons. Well, I think I saved a lot of lives with India, Pakistan. They were going at it. The planes were being shot down. That was going to be maybe a nuclear war if I let that go. And I did that through trade.
I don't want to go to heaven. Hey, it's as good of a reason as any, much purer than most people's reasons for doing stuff. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, there will never be a ceasefire because there are Senator Kerrys on both sides. So says Jack. Now the texter writes, if the girl is a boy, how can it be sexism for boys to object to her being in the locker room? Typical liberal inconsistency. Yes. All right, the Mike Gallagher Show is up next. I'll be back tomorrow. Same time, same place. Thanks for listening.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.